Hi, good to see you all this morning. When our first son Isaac was born, and sorry, Ben, I've got to remember which one this is. Obviously, it's a stressy day for me. When our eldest boy, Ben, was born, gosh, it's a while back now. No wonder I'm having trouble remembering. There was birth went pretty well, although Jill will have another opinion on that. I was in a state of panic and told to keep my hands to myself when I sought to offer comfort. But shortly after Ben was born and Jill was just holding him, and she noticed that his breathing had stopped and colour was changing in his face. And at that stage, the medical team had left the room to us just to have a little bit of time on our own because they assumed that Ben was okay. And I, not confident at all that I could do CPR on an infant, rushed out into the corridor yelling for medical staff to come because it was the middle of the night. It was about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or something in the morning, so there weren't a lot of people around, but I probably traumatized some other people who were there with my yell. But medical staff came quickly and took him away and managed to clear his airway and his system and get him back breathing again. But boy, my heart rate went through the roof, and it was just one of those moments in life that you dread and you don't want to happen, and you realize how important breath is. Well, we keep this rhythm of breathing in our bodies. We have an existence in this world and in this life that we know here. But when that ceases, we know it's over. I didn't have the presence of mind that a man in Timaru had in 2012 on St. Patrick's Day. His name is Scott Howie. And Scott and his wife Amy had a little baby at 6 o'clock in the morning on St. Patrick's Day on 2012. And they hadn't been able to get to the hospital because the birth had just been so quick, just a couple of hours from go to here I am. And but anyway, the cord was wrapped around their little baby's neck, and he rang 111 and said, "What do I do?" And the person on the line assisted him to take the cord away from the little baby's body around the neck, and he started to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Fortunately, he said very quickly, their little baby, Lucia, started to breathe again. But the ambulance crew still hadn't arrived. He was just on his own trying to breathe life into the body of this little baby. Incredibly vulnerable moments for parents, these types of situations. And my mind went to these because in our readings this morning, there is this moment where Jesus steps into the upper room after his resurrection, and he breathes onto this group of disciples. He probably flossed and brushed his teeth before he did that. I actually once had a parishioner in one of my churches who came up to me on more than one occasion and said, "Pastor, your breath stinks." He's kind of one of these people who was, a little bit challenged in a few ways, but very, very candid. So just don't tell me that this morning. But in this situation here, we see Jesus stepping into that room and breathing on them and saying, "Kia tou, te wairu atapu, kia koutou," receive the Holy Spirit. And there is this picture here of Jesus as the resurrected one, the one in whom is the life of God, coming and breathing life anew onto this little company of Christ followers. And this breath which brings life, this breath which brings newness, this breath which brings freedom. And I was thinking about that because in the world that Jesus inhabited, the air was thick with fear and hatred and violence and oppression. The air was thick with greed and injustice, dehumanization and deception. The hand of Rome was cruelly upon the people in that land of Palestine, even as we see cruelty today. The political, social, economic, religious, and commercial forces were literally crushing the life and breath out of people in the world that Jesus stepped into. And I'm thinking about that image today. I'm thinking about it for me. I'm thinking about it for us as a church. I'm thinking about it for our journey together. Because we do live in a world where the breath of life is being squeezed out of us by these kinds of forces, where people around are echoing the tragic cry of George Floyd, "I can't breathe." And many of those are people who sit on the margins, who are the minorities, who become the scapegoats. And Jesus walks into the room and he breathes life into those places where life is being squeezed out of us and out of those that we journey with. It's like someone, you might have heard the saying, it's like someone walked into the room and sucked all the oxygen out of it. Well, what Jesus does is he steps into that room and he breathes the oxygen of love back into it. And what does that do? Well, this oxygen that Jesus breathes into the life of this little community is a peacemaking, barrier-breaking, forgiveness-releasing, love-creating, joy-giving, kinship-affirming, hope-stirring, dignity-respecting, justice-building breath. And that's the breath that Jesus brings into that group of followers and continues to breathe into the world today through those who receive that breath and dare to offer it back to those that they journey with. So this morning, just as we take this moment to remember Pentecost, this awareness of the Spirit of God, the life-giving Spirit of God, I'm praying that we will feel and sense and know that breath in our conversation and our life together as we journey, as we talk, and as we carry one another with the life-giving breath of Christ.